is one of those poems that people who know it either love it or hate it, but mostly love it. So people study it at university, especially if they do an English degree, people come to know it later, feel a great affection for it. The Elegy for the Infant Daughter, which is also at the same time a work of kind of Christian consolation, a consolatio poem, there's something about it which has a kind of electric, direct connection to the modern reader, which comes chiefly from the sort of power, the charge of the grief expressed in it. The wonderful thing about the Pearl poet or the Garwin poet, both poems are in the same manuscript, the wonderful thing about him, most people think it probably is a male poet, is a tremendous love of life. He absolutely loves life, and although it's an elegy, it's a tremendously vital, beautifully lexically decorated poem. So I've always loved it since I studied it. I wrote my postgraduate thesis on it. And since then I've had daughters of my own. And someone suggested to me that there isn't a modern poetic translation. There are a lot of very good scholarly translations. And I left it for a while because I left it until my daughters grew up a bit. I felt rather superstitious about starting on it whilst my daughters were still young. I've written a lot of poems about loss, or I did in my first collection. As I say, I have daughters of my own, and they are leaving home now, and there's quite a lot of that that's found its way into this third collection of mine. And I think it just seems like a time when I feel very personally engaged with the experience in the poem. And as I say, he's a very direct, live, he seems very present, the Pearl poet. And that's very exciting. And I just think it's a great shame. Lots of people know much more about Garwain. Of course, there have been a couple of very good translations of Garwain in the Green Light recently, Bernadette Donahue and Simon Armitage. People know more about that. And I think the Pearl poem is one of those sadly neglected treasures. Feels like a big responsibility.